The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Ivan filling in for Pat. There was something in the Dáil the other day, and Simon Harris said, I don't want to get into a rule of bouillia over this particular. Well, I do want to get into a rule of bouillia because we have a Friday forum with a very political slant to it. It's a great pleasure to welcome Neil Richmond, Fine Gael TD, of course, Dublin Rathdown, Minister of State, Department of Enterprise and Trade and Employment. And of course, Josepha sends her best regards to Neil. Roisin Shortall, who is the longest serving woman TD in the country, stepping down on this occasion, Social Democrat founder and spokesperson on health, finance and public expenditure, and of course in one of the toughest constituencies in the country, Dublin North West. And it's also a pleasure to welcome Elaine Loughlin, political editor with the Examiner. So you're supposed to have the inside story, Neil. The final choreography for this election that was supposed to be Micheál Martin in February, supposed to be running till the 22nd of March, is, as Ivan predicted in January, in November. Rarely get something right, but I did get that right. So are we looking at a Friday or Thursday dissolution?
There's one thing that's really important next week that will decide that, to be honest, and that's the finance bill is in committee. Said by everyone that the finance bill has to be passed. You have to get, you can't tell everyone everything that's going to be in the budget and then not go ahead with it. So that comes into committee on Tuesday. I've sat, obviously I'm in the Department of Finance now, I've sat in the Finance Committee for the last couple of years. Sometimes it's done a day and a half, sometimes it can be 3 days.
But you can guillotine it.
You can guillotine it, but there's no intention to, and I don't think there's a need to, you know, based on what the timeline. So once that's through, then it's that the prerogative of the Taoiseach. So I would imagine, I don't know, I would imagine that we hopefully will have a dissolution at all by the end of next week.
But is not there significantly, he has a meeting on Friday morning in Budapest.
Yeah, there's an informal European Council meeting in Budapest, which is a great opportunity, obviously, to, for the Taoiseach to get Ireland
back in my day. The informal councils, you know, in agriculture would just piss up, so he won't spend too long at that.
It's a bit different though when it's a full European Council with 27 heads of state.
Okay, I suppose.
And a slight issue of what's happening in the Middle East. So that's obviously a big event next week that the Taoiseach may or may not have to take into
and
mind.
And is Fine Gael ready? Is the manifesto complete? Like, I'm hearing a lot of people upset in Clare and Ted Leddy in Dublin West. You know, there were talks of an addition in Clare. Have you completed your candidate slate?
We've completed all our selection conventions. Finished it last week with Cavan Monaghan in Dublin North West. Brilliant candidates there. Manifesto is more or less finished. I had a meeting for my own section, childcare, this morning about it. We're ready to go in due course. And candidates, they're already in the field. We had our national canvas day last week. Really successful. 24 new candidates of brilliant calibre.
Okay. Roisin Shortall, because I was speaking to Sean Defoe, one of the interesting things that I found as I go through the constituencies, that there is probably a seat that Éan O'Riordan got in Dublin for MEP, which is whoever's top of the pile between Soc Dems, Labour and Green, they will transfer to each other. So you could have someone who will get a pathway through. Are the Soc Dems ready to make a big breakthrough?
Absolutely. Yeah, we've put a lot of preparation into this election. We, as you know, we're not even 10 years old yet. We made a great breakthrough in the last election, going from 2 to 6 seats. And we're building on that. We're running 25 seats as of now. There may be, or 25 candidates as of now. There may be a couple of additional ones. So we're really determined and very focused on maximising the vote for the party, because that's our aim, is to grow the party and to achieve the strongest possible mandate that we can, in order that we can enter into negotiations for government and have an impact to the greatest extent possible on that, on the next government.
But is there not a problem? Your two founding members, Catherine Murphy in Kildare North, that you know, it's got messy with Aidan Feeney there in terms of Bill Clear has gone independent. In your own constituency, what every your competitors say is Dr. Rory Hearn is acknowledged housing expert, but he's originally from Waterford. He's living in Clontarf. He's not like you, down and gritty.
Well, he's been living on the north side of Dublin for the last 20 years with his wife and young family. He knows the area extremely well. He would have done a lot of work, certainly in Ballymun. He has a lot of contacts there. He's very well known, and we're coming across this the whole time on the canvas. People who, obviously, you know, people are very aware of me because I've been around for a long time, and my endorsement fully endorsing Rory, because I think he is a great candidate. But then people being aware of him independently of me altogether. He has his own profile in relation to the work that he's done in Maynooth University. Also the fact that his area of specialty is in housing. He's written a best-selling book on housing called Gaffes. And he's also been very active on social media.
But when someone whispered into my ear that you did very well in the local elections, you got three excellent female councillors elected, Roisin said, no, you can all stand aside. I'm going to parachute this guy in. Now, I mean, is that true or untrue?
No, no. I mean, you know that when parties look at openings, when they're selecting candidates, they weigh things up. And they select the candidate who has the best chance of being elected. And we're very confident that Rory Hearn has a very good chance in Dublin North West. Before I finish, I would just correct Neil about the schedule next week. The schedule has been circulated. And on Tuesday, there's a mere 4 hours allowed for the finance bill, for the committee and all remaining stages. So it is effectively guillotined. Bad move, I think. It just isn't good, given that there's so much in the finance bill and it has so many implications for so many people.
But I think, in fairness, Roisin, last year it took us 3 hours at that stage.
It will
be reflective of what it was after.
It went to committee.
Okay,
it was guillotined after four hours.
I think the whole country is waiting for this election. I'll be interested
next week to see if the entirety of that 4 hours that has been allotted is actually taken up, because we had a lot of legislation that went through the Oireachtas before the Dáil recess. We were supposed to sit till close to midnight, and all votes, all business was done and dusted by around 9 p.m. TDs just simply weren't there to talk about a lot of very important legislation that has now been signed into law. So whether politicians are too busy on the doorsteps this week.
Well, I spoke to about 30 politicians.
Let's say some, not all politicians.
No, I spoke to about 30 politicians last week, and every one of them were in the middle of a canvass when I spoke to them on the morning, which I actually think is not only... The overview of this election from a government perspective, the way I sum it up, Elaine, and I'd be interested to hear how you'd sum it up. We know that money can't buy you love. But we're sure as hell going to find out if money can buy you votes. They have really thrown the kitchen sink at this, haven't they?
They have. And if we, as is expected now, go to the polls on November 29th, that date is coming right bang in the middle of all these little goodies, whether it's your double child benefit payment, whether it's social protection once-off payments, and then other payments to come before Christmas. So I think government politicians certainly can go to the doors now saying you will be getting X, Y and Z just as you're going to the polls, and you'll be getting another sweetener before Christmas.
But what you'll experience if you were on the doors, Elaine, is that people aren't fooled by that. I mean, people see through the strategy that the government used in the budget, and that was to buy people's votes.
I know, come on, Roisin, that cynicism doesn't carry. Sorry, I was on the doors in your constituency on Tuesday in Glasnevin, Norrock.
People are struggling with the cost of living.
And people acknowledge we're still doing
the cost of living.
You've made the point
that people are cynical about this, okay? Yeah. What's the response?
Well, I can appreciate an opposition politician being cynical about it. The response is quite clear. We're going to doors. People are struggling. They've worked hard. They've paid their taxes and they want a little bit of something back. And they're getting that back because we have a government that has overseen an economy that is the envy of the rest of the EU, that is investing in our infrastructure and our social services like never before.
And we want to continue that. It's terrible that you're wasting that opportunity. You say the person sitting at home who can't afford the heat,
who are getting a fuel allowance bonus this week, that isn't wasting. That's an investment in people with this year's money,
lots of people are struggling with the cost of living. It would be much better if you actually put money into services so that
and
people,
we are.
People
and you
can
know that.
Access
but people want that money today, Roisin, and they're getting it.
Disability services, childcare, all of those
more
kind of
funding
areas,
going into those areas than ever before. Waiting lists coming down, and you know that.
Do you know that we just saw figures last week that showed that Ireland is 42% ahead of the average cost of living in Europe. We've the second highest cost of living. And it's all very well to give people...
But we also have the highest wages in the EU, Roisin. You don't acknowledge this at all, the balance to us.
What happens after Christmas? What happens in the new year? And, you know, the double payments are gone and prices are still going up and it's still as difficult.
And that's why we want to pass the finance bill that would allow those tax cuts come in on January 1st, and why we pass the social welfare bill. That would put 12 euro on every pound.
I'm sitting in the middle here of this argument, probably as referee, and it's easy. You can see both sides of this argument because I can see a cohort of voters saying, yes, this was quite cynical, handing out all of these once-off payments just around voting time. And a lot of people, yes, are struggling, but a lot of people are saying, well, I may not need that 140 exactly. euro extra child benefit. I'd rather see it to my neighbour who can't afford
to tackle the problem of child poverty, for example.
You mean the universal payments?
The universal payments. On the other hand, though, people are struggling. There's no doubt about it. And also, even if you're not struggling, people like money. People like to see their energy credits or their extra bit of money in the wages at the end of the month.
The criticism from a whole lot of different sources, not just, you know, Social Democrats, it's from IFAC, it's from the ESRI, is that the budget was not targeted. And those additional resources went to people, yes, people who are struggling, it'll help them a little bit, but they also went to a lot of people who are not struggling, who don't actually need the money, and that should have been targeted in a better way.
So the situation is, your constituents, some very wealthy people in Rathdown, will get the very same child benefit increase, the energy credit, irrespective if they're on a six-figure salary, as someone in Finglas or Ballymun who may be on the breadline. What do you say to that?
Or someone who's in Ballyogan or Holy Lands in my constituency, who's also getting the lump sum this week, living alone allowance, fuel payment, the double social welfare payment. I reject Roisin's criticism, because she'll never acknowledge the positives in this budget.
You didn't answer Ivan's question.
And I'm trying to. You know, perhaps you don't want the answer, Roisin.
No, I do.
Well,
There's lots of people out there who are struggling. And on paper, they're paying taxes, they're having good jobs, they've two jobs, they've kids in childcare, they're paying out mortgages, and they feel like, oh, we need a little bit something too. Everyone says that we're wealthy because we were able to buy a house once upon a time. They need an element of support. Now, I reject this case that this budget wasn't targeted. The OECD has said this is the most progressive budget, that it is targeted. We've given far more to those who need it most in this budget, and rightly so.
But we've also,
again, Roisin, you don't want to hear the answer. And I understand that, and I wouldn't want to hear the answer if I was an opposition TD at the moment. Because I'm not, because I'm giving clarity of what I'm hearing on the doors in your constituency where I was on Tuesday.
Okay, can I move on to a specific issue, which is childcare? Mm. Because if there is a Dutch auction, it does seem to be applying to childcare. What is the Fine Gael offer? Something about 200 euros a month maximum pay. What and then there's talk of that the state would provide in and like Hazel Chew has been out last night saying this is in facilities that were rejected for migrants. Just tell us, what's your proposal, and then we'll get the Sockdam proposal on childcare.
Yeah, and I'll talk about the actualities, because we actually haven't launched our childcare proposal. We'll do that in about 7 or 8 days' time, and it'll build on what we've seen over the last couple of years. We've seen a 50% reduction in childcare costs. Fine Gael set up the National Childcare Scheme, set up the Department of Children. But what we acknowledge, like other parties, is that the state needs to play a greater role. We're not abandoning the system that we have at the moment, but to complement that, the state is going in to build childcare facilities to cap the cost of childcare at 200 euro. Because there's no point just talking about the cost if we don't acknowledge that there's a need. There isn't enough childcare places in the country.
But if I go to, send my kids to a private, will I get the same capping? Apply.
Absolutely, you will. And that's a big difference between ourselves and indeed the Social Democrats, because I was reading your childcare proposal just this morning over my cornflakes, and it's very clear that what we in Fine Gael acknowledge is there's a reality here. People want to see costs come down, they want to see availability to go up. It's not an either or. We can harness the best of the current system, but acknowledge the state needs to do more, because this is a big issue. I've come from two economic ministries. This is a massive issue, not just for young parents like me and Elaine. I have a 4-year-old and a 6-year-old married to a Montessori teacher. But when I'm going out to businesses, their biggest issue is getting staff in that can meet childcare.
Okay, what are Sockdem's proposing?
No, I just have to comment on this. It's extraordinary how Neil and his colleagues have only just discovered that this is
an
issue.
Did you not sit in government defence with Cheryl, children minister?
We let you speak. Yeah.
It's extraordinary how, you know, they've only just discovered that this is an issue on the doorstep.
With a 4-year-old and a 6-year-old, when
other parties are coming forward with their own proposals. And as we heard from Roderick O'Gorman, that over the last 4.5 years with this government, that he was on his own arguing and negotiating for funding for childcare. And as he said, Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil didn't want to know about it. Right. Now, suddenly, in the teeth of a general election, we have the Taoiseach and yourself and others coming along saying, oh, this is a really important issue.
Well, what are you
proposing?
It is
an important issue.
Just give us your
proposal. What we're proposing is a number of issues. First of all, we want to further subsidise the cost of childcare, because it is a huge expense for people on top of housing. And I also want to talk about housing, if that's okay, because that is the number one issue. But it is a huge expense. And, you know, what people are finding is they just can't make ends meet with the cost of childcare. And even though Roderick O'Gorman was responsible for reducing the cost of that over the last two budgets, and that's welcome, It hasn't gone far enough. And that's why we're saying that we should move towards a situation where the maximum per child per month is 250. But that's one aspect of it. The other part of that is that we're saying that we need to move away from the private for-profit model of childcare. Now, that won't be done easily because the state hasn't taken responsibility for this, bar in a few kind of small areas, particularly areas of disadvantage where there's publicly funded childcare. But in the main, it's been left to the market. And like, you know, whether that's in relation to home care, if it's nursing home care, and increasingly in relation to health, you know, this government leaves things to the market and doesn't take responsibility.
Okay. So you and that's both why, made your pitch on childcare.
Can I just say, that's why
I think made Roderick O'Gorman's pitch. Yeah. Is it Social Democrats or Greens?
Why we're saying that we need to move in a very strategic way towards ensuring that we have a public model of childcare.
Okay,
and
can I ask you from your assessment?
Well, just to pick up on Roisin's point there, she mentioned the word strategic, and I think that's the key here, because childcare is a strategic issue that not just the Soc Dems and Fine Gael are picking up on, but every single party. We had Sinn Féin come out with a very similar policy to Fine Gael, saying that they'd cap it at €10 a day. Now, I think slight difference in Fine Gael is they would have a family cap as well.
But we're also really have public services, and Sinn Féin, the left-wing party, haven't mentioned.
Well,
the
we're really splitting hairs here. The one main theme is all of the parties are going after childcare, and I think it's because it's an issue that can be tied up neatly in a string and given over as little present to parents. And we saw that with Roderick O'Gorman, as Roisin has said. He, as Minister of Green Party leader now, brought down fees by around 50% over two budgets. And that really was warmly welcomed by parents. It had been something that parents had been calling for a long time. We'd heard for many years that parents were essentially paying a second mortgage to put their children into creche. So the government parties, the opposition parties, see this as an easy fix. If you really put your mind to it, over a term in office, you could really sort childcare.
Okay.
You're never going to sort housing in that period of time.
It's not an easy fix.
Exactly.
Do you think all the manifestations of housing, which could include the migrant issue, 14,000 homeless, affordable housing, like when I got out a mortgage in 1985, my salary as a TD, my salary, 35 grand, was equivalent to the cost of building a bungalow. Today, for your generation, Elaine, it's a multiple of 5 to 7. And that is the key intergenerational change. Do you think any party has got the zeitgeist of a solution on housing? So progress has been made with housing for all, but it's well short of what's required. Do you think that it's a kind of thing where everyone says, well, if a house costs 410 grand to actually build, there aren't easy answers.
Mm-hmm. And you're right. Housing is so multifaceted. It's not like childcare. You're not going to be able to solve it because it has, you go the rental issue, mortgage issue, you've kids staying with parents right into their 30s now. And as you said, Ivan, even the cost of housing, I was down in Athlone with the troops who'll soon be going out to Lebanon in the coming weeks. And it was stated, you know, back maybe 10, 15, 20 years ago, troops went abroad to get the bonus and it essentially would be the deposit for the house when they came back. Now you'd have to do 5 or 6 trips, really dangerous missions abroad to get a deposit for a house. So that's where things have gone.
So we have housing for all. What is the big new idea to get 60, 50,000 houses a year from Fine Gael?
Well, the big new idea is to supercharge that. Look, today we got news that, or yesterday, just under 50,000 housing commencements have happened so far this year. Big issue in my constituency, built nearly 2,000 houses last year. We need the childcare, the sport, the school places, the infrastructure that goes with that. But we recognise, firstly, we need to finish off the work that Simon Harris started in the Department of Further Education in growing the amount of apprentices every year, 6,800. We also need to commit to that first-time buyer's grant that has allowed thousands of people actually buy their own home, and we need to increase the level of scale with the matching infrastructure. We're putting the resources into it. When Fine Gael went into government, 6,000 homes per year were being built. That was the same year we set up the National Childcare Scheme, by the way. 6,000 homes being built last year, well over 32,000. This year we'll hit close to 40,000. We are steadily building it more and more and more, and we want to completely continue that and enhance it in every possibility.
Well, it seems like incrementally stepping up everything you're doing, whether it's infrastructure or whatever, there's no big new idea.
Well, I think the big new idea when infrastructure is the Department of Infrastructure to coordinate all these things that need to go to. And you can mock and you can scoff.
You can mock and you can scoff,
Roisin, but you've no ideas. You've just criticism.
When I finish the point, Ivan. Infrastructure Delivery Department brought you into convulsions of laughter. What's wrong with you?
We have the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform. Last year, Neil's government, you know, renamed this as the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform and National Development Plan Delivery. Like, that is infrastructure. This is a cod talking about setting up a new department. I want to talk about housing just for a few minutes. Okay. You know, you'd never think listening to Neil that Fine Gael were in government for the last 13 years and they haven't made any progress really of any concern in relation to housing.
60,000 to 40,000 homes being built here.
You had your chance.
Yeah, and you scoffed across it.
What Fine Gael, the hallmark of Fine Gael and indeed now Fianna Fáil in government, is that they left housing to the market. Okay, so the market determines what housing, what kind of housing and where it's built, rather than government taking responsibility for ensuring that there's an adequate supply of housing. So you look at the figures that came out just last week in relation to units, because the government always talks about units. And, you know, in the case of Dublin, most of those are apartments. They're not the kind of homes that people are looking to buy when they're, you know, setting up for life and, you know, getting
people
married and having
too,
families. Look, those apartments that were built, 90% of those apartments were purchased by vulture funds. Only, you know, just less than 10% were actually bought
by regular
people. Well,
they've increased the stamp duty for people buying over 10.
Not sufficiently. Okay. So that's what the situation is.
We did it the amount your party wants it to be increased by.
That we have in Dublin. 90% of those apartments
were bought. You've no proposals here at all.
Vulture funds. Vulture funds are determining
our housing policy. And you said we need to increase the stamp duty, which you've done by the amount that you recommended, and you just
dismissed it. Look, young people cannot get a home, and they're being driven out of this country.
500 young people are buying a home every week, Roisin, but you'll ignore that.
Look, you're not talking about the Dublin area. If you're saying that. No,
nearly 3,000 homes built in my constituency last year. Nearly 1,200 built in your constituency.
They're all apartments and young people are being driven out of the country.
We're out of time. Can I leave the last word to you,
Elaine? We've had an opposition government spat here, but I think perhaps the first spat we may have in the coalition talks between Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, which it looks likely will happen after the next general election, could be on this Department of Infrastructure, because it seems that Fine Gael are very up for it, but Micheál Martin the Taoiseach has already ruled that out, saying it would actually take more time to set it up.
Yeah,
I'm going to give you the last word. Elaine Loughlin, political editor with the Irish Examiner, representing Fine Gael, Neil Richmond, and representing the Sock Dems, Roisin Shortroth. Thank you for being my guests on the Friday Forum.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.